Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
Well, praise God. We've been talking about being an heir. We've been talking about the name of Jesus. We've been talking about your authority. We've been talking about a lot of things about where you're at in your inheritance. And I'm telling you this, you became an heir to a fortune the day you got born again. You just don't know it. That's what the Bible says. And you got to renew your mind to this stuff. And I want you to just die. Now, there's a lot of scriptures we've been studying. We've been studying like Galatians chapter 4, 1 Peter chapter 1, Romans chapter 8. You know, we got in there. But I want you to look today, right now, at Colossians 1 to 12. Colossians 1 and 12. And we're going to look at some of this stuff. Man, I'll tell you what. The book of Colossians, living in the epistles is going to change your life. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 12. You know what 13 says? A lot of you are very familiar with 13. But I want to give thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So he says, we are a partaker of an inheritance. Okay, watch verse 13. Who hath delivered us, right, Christ, from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now this word here, right? Give thanks to the Lord, which made us meet. What does that word meet mean? It means enabled. Now we're a partaker of inheritance. He's telling you this. So this is what meet. I don't know. I don't use the word meet. You know what I mean? Like, but what does meet mean? Greek. Enable, qualify, make able, equip. Let's do it again. Okay? To enable, to qualify, to make able, to equip. Look what it says in the AMP. Just the straight AMP, verse 12. Colossians 1 and 12. Now this is going to show you. Okay? Give thanks to the Lord who hath qualified. There's the definition. That's an easier definition. I don't like me as much as I like qualified. Qualified me and you to share in the inheritance of the saints. Man, that's good news. So now watch this. This speeds up the effect of the inheritance. Usually you get an inheritance when somebody dies, right? We would think some of this stuff would be laid up for us in heaven. No, we don't have to wait for heaven to claim this thing. He said he qualified us now. Give thanks unto God who has qualified you. This isn't something you're waiting for heaven. You have heaven on earth. Wow. Now what? Look at Acts, King James, 20. 32. This is a word walking church, man. We just stay in the word. You know, somebody said this to me. It was funny. We had new people join, and they weren't talking about nobody else. But they're like, oh, we went to church, and we were trying church. But I was like, man, a lot of stuff wasn't being backed up by the word. We came here, and I'm not talking about nobody. I love everybody in town. They're better preachers than me, better churches than us. I ain't in all that. You know, I don't compare myself to nobody but the guy in the mirror. I'm chasing that joker every day. But, they said, man, everything this guy was saying, he was showing scriptures about. He was showing me in the word. And that blessed my life because that's what I try to do. I don't tell you my opinion. I'm telling you what the Bible says. So now, we're a word church. We believe the word. So look at Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. So grace builds you up, but grace also gives you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. And you're the sanctified ones. Give you a what? An inheritance. Didn't we use Galatians 4:7 message? Galatians 4:7 message sounds just, it says access to an inheritance, right? Wasn't it that one? I think it was. I mean, I know it is. But Galatians 4:7 message Bible. They'll see it. And then you're going to look at Ephesians 1:11. In the King James, he keeps talking about that inheritance, right? So when you get in, it's a, but when, right? And I know it's a little message is all clumped together, so you got to read a little bit more. But when time arrived, right? God said, born again, sent the Son, born again, redeemed those who have been kidnapped by the law. I love that. Kidnapped by the law. The law kidnapped you, right? Thus we have been what? Set. What are we set apart for? Set free from the experience. Here it is. And look what it says here. We call God Papa, right? If you're a child, right? Ooh, man. But check this out. It says, you're fully adopted. Papa God, the whole deal, conversation. God will make it plain to you. Right? What's that? You also an heir with complete access to the inheritance. When? Now. Now. That was not the prodigal son. Remember the prodigal? Come and say, hey, give me my inheritance. You know, the Bible says that that guy gave both those kids their inheritance right then and there. He gave it to them. Remember one kid got a little twisted about it? He's like, you ain't never had no party for me. He said, don't you know everything I got is yours? Now. Now. Don't squander your inheritance, man. It's important. You know, Ephesians 1:18 and the AMP. Well, you want to see the Ephesians? You got the Ephesians 1:11? If you got the Ephesians 1:11 in King James, great. That'll help. And then we'll go, we're going to walk through the word because I'm reiterating. So go to Ephesians 1:11 and King James, let them see this. And then we're going to go to AMP, just the straight AMP, 1:18. I'm showing you this inheritance thing. In whom we also, we have obtained an inheritance. So remember a couple of Sundays ago, I said that's salvation, healing, provision, sanity. Well, how can you say I inherited sanity? God has not given me a spirit of fear. Wherefore, we do not have to fear again. Sounds like them scriptures, don't it? We're not bound by fear. We're not held hostage by fear. But God gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's part of my inheritance. I've inherited a sound mind. I inherited love. I inherited victory. So look at 18. AMP. Straight AMP. Ephesians 1:18. Starts talking about riches of glory and the inheritance. What do you mean? Riches of glory and inheritance. Check it out. And pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center of your core being, may be enlightened, flooded with light, so that you will what? Know and cherish and hope the divine guarantee, that confident expectation to which what? He has called you, the riches of a glorious. Didn't he say he shared that glory with us? Inheritance in the saints? God's people, praise be to God. There's an inheritance in us. That's what starts happening. You start getting that download. Now, you know what he said to Abraham. You know? And an heir according to the promise. You see that in Galatians 3:29. We'll go to Galatians 3:29. And if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and you're heir according to the promise. Now, I'm explaining this tonight. What is this promise? What is this heir? Galatians 3:29. You're going to see it. And if you be Christ, that's me and you, then we're Abraham's seed and we're heirs according to the promise. What was the promise? The Christ. The Christ holds everything in the promise, and the minute you receive the Christ, you have every promise of God, yes and amen, inside of you. Now, all you got to do is use faith and get it to come out of you through words and agreement. Okay, that's a story in itself. But watch this. And if you be Christ, then you're what? Abraham's seed and an heir according to the promise. Now look at this, and we're going to go message, AMP, straight AMP, NLT. You're going to read these things because they're going to help you. This is the mind renew. You got to renew your mind to this. So the message, we're going to look first. 3:29, message. Why? Pastor Chris, why are you so redundant? I am renewing your mind. I want you to renew your mind to the blessing. Okay? Check it out. In Christ's family, there can be no division. Okay? Okay, I'm down with that. Right? Relationship with Jesus, also since you heard of Christ. Hey, look what it says here. Also, since you are Christ's family, then you are what? Abraham's famous descendant, heirs according to covenant promises. Wow. What do you mean covenant promises? Those are all the promises God gave you. So when he says the promise, it's all those covenant promises. How many know God don't break covenant for nobody? So they're true to you today. Look what the amp says. Straight amp. Boom. Right on it. It says, if you belong to Christ, right? And if you belong to Christ, if you are in him, wow, then you are Abraham's descendants and spiritual heirs according to God's promise. NLT goes right along the line. This NLT straightens it up. And now that you belong to Christ, me and you, you are the true children of Abraham, and you're his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Woo-hoo! Man, you better sit in that. So God's promise to Abraham belongs to me and you. It goes passed down from Jesus, Abraham, the blessing, it's your inheritance. Okay, it's by the word of God this happens. So what's the will say? How did God treat Abraham? Because that's how God promised to treat me and you. Didn't it say? Didn't it say God's promise to Abraham belongs to me? That's what NLT said, right? Y'all there, it's right there. It's there it is. Grant put it back up there for all the, you know, mind readers. Come on. Read the Bible, accept it. And now that I belong to Christ, Pastor Chris belongs to Christ. Do you belong to Christ? Amen. Then I'm the child of Abraham. Cool. That means I'm an heir. And God's promise to Abraham belongs to me. Well, what in the heaven did God promise Abraham? Wouldn't you want to know? That'd be like, God goes like this. Hey, whatever you promise Pastor Chris, whatever I promise Pastor Chris, I'm going to give to you. Right? Just say somebody said that to you. Right? Just go slow with this. Okay? Whatever God promised to Pastor Chris belongs to you. Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you come ask me, hey, what did God promise you? Just say I want, just say this. Just say this, right? I have a vision from heaven. Right? Just hypothetical. Man, Jesus comes and visits me. He said, man, here's the 15 things I want you to have. If you knew I heard from God 15 things that he said I can have, and you knew you were heir with me, wouldn't you want to know what God told me? You better believe it. I'm going to tell you right here now, if God came and visited you, it was true, you know what I mean? It said, hey, here's the 15 promises I gave you, but you're an heir with Pastor Chris. You better believe I want to go find out. So what in the heaven did God promise Abraham? Let's read it. You know where you find that? Genesis 12. Genesis 12, right? I kind of like the amp, straight amp. 12, 1, 2, 3. So let's go to Genesis 12, straight amp. What did God promise Abraham? I will make thee a great nation. Man, that's verse 2, but look at this. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, leave your country, leave your kindred, leave your father's house, and go to land I'm going to show you. Okay. What are you going to do when I get there? I will make you a great nation. Wow. I will bless you. Wow. With the increase of favor. This ain't my idea. This was God's idea. This is what he gave Abraham. If he gave it to Abraham, he gave it to me. I'm an heir. I'm an inheritor. Make your name famous. What? Now, We're not looking for fame for stupid fame. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I want to be like a Kardashian. Them nitwits. No, I want to be famous lifting him up. Billy Graham's famous. T.D. Jakes is famous. They ain't nothing, you see what I'm saying? Their name is, I don't know, Greg Rochelle is famous. Life Church is famous. These guys got churches everywhere you go. That's a good thing to be famous for. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? They're not like Hollywood fame for stupidness. Right? This is what he just says. Look what he says. I'll make thy name great. Woo! Thou shalt be a blessing. How many want to be a blessing? Now listen what it says about that blessing. Dispensing goods to others. Is that not the reason to be blessed? I want to be blessed out of my mind so I could dispense goods to others. Man, how much money is God going to give you when you tell God the number one reason why you want money is so you could dispense good to others? Wow. Wow. I will bless those who bless you, who confer what? Prosperity or happiness. I'm reading over here upon you, right? Do good, benefit those who bless you, and I will curse what? Those that what? I'll curse that is subject to my wrath and judgment, the one who curses, despises, dishonors, and has contempt for you. Ooh, people better watch the way they treat you, man. I just read it. Right? And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Wow. So you're going to be so blessed. The earth's blessed because you're here. That's the fact. Vines in Webster's dictionary defines bless to cause to prosper, to make happy, to bestow favor upon, to consecrate to holy purposes, to make successful, to make prosperous, to basically everything that's pertaining to life, to guard you and preserve you. Wow. You know what made Abraham rich? The blessing. It caused him to prosper everywhere he went. It's going to cause you to prosper everywhere you go too. Proverbs 10:22, you don't have to go there. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And God blessed Abraham out of his mind. That joker had so much stuff, he couldn't even, the land couldn't even hold what Abraham had. Sometimes you just got to be like, fear not, the Lord God is my shield. He's my abundant compensation, and he is the rewards of what shall be exceedingly great. You can read all the blessings in Deuteronomy 28, like 1 through 14. But God's going to make you prosper no matter what. God's going to take care of you, man. This is the thing. I just want to let you know what? Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to give you the overview. For time's sake, you go read 1 through 14. But the blessing of Abraham will enable you to prosper no matter what's happening around you. It will cause you to increase in the midst of a recession, in the midst of the depression, and every kind of economic calamity in the world, every stupid thing the devil could dream up, you're still going to prosper. Remember that. Don't forget that. Why? Because here's the thing. If you're the seed of Abraham, you don't got to worry about this stuff. And you are. This stuff doesn't have to affect you because your believing takes you soaring way above this stuff. I'm telling you, you're not dependent on economic. Listen. The economy is not determining the blessing. The blessing is going to determine your economy. Okay? You're not dependent on an economic cycle of what's going on in the earth. We live beyond that thing. We live in seed time and harvest. Basically, we are beyond the Federal Reserve and all this other stuff. Now, listen, we use this earth to do stuff, but this thing ain't telling you whether you prosper or not. The biggest thing of all is get your faith built in the covenant-keeping ability of God. Because he ain't breaking a promise. Okay? If he said it, he's going to do it. God's covenant will never change. He ain't going to alter what he said or anything that comes out of his mouth. And that's important. Because that's what the problem is with a lot of this stuff. People are messed up because this very thing right here. They think like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? I'm looking this up because I want to show you the scripture. And then we'll go. But this is important. Like people just, oh, you know, they don't get it. God's a covenant-keeping God, no matter what. He keeps his covenant from generation to generation. And I think the big thing is people kind of get in these things. They come out of cycle with this stuff. You know, they're like, oh, well, you know, you don't understand what's going on. Well, no, you don't understand covenant. And that's the biggest thing of all. Because this is what I want to show you. This stuff's important because you see these scriptures and then they kind of carry more weight because you understand that it's everlasting. And you start looking and, you know, all these things. Once you enter this covenant with God, he ain't changing. He keeps his side of the bargain no matter what it looks like. You just got to make sure. He talked to Joshua about this thing. He talked to Abraham about this thing. He talked to everybody in the Bible about this thing. He just said, I'm a covenant-keeping God. You think I'm going to break my covenant? You can forget it. If God broke his covenant, that world would probably explode. Something like that. You know what I mean? Because he can't lie. You know numbers. God cannot lie. But I was looking for this scripture. God said he made this covenant and he swore he's not going to break it. But I was looking for this one. He's going to show you his covenant in Psalms. And one of the things I like about this is he told Job that he made, even though Job was going through, will I make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take thy servant forever? What he's saying was this. Even though it doesn't look like everything's going right, I'm still the covenant keeping God. And that's what you got to remember. We could look at it over here. You can I was going to get you to read this. So many of them. But Nehemiah 1:5. I like this. He's talking about his word. And there's a ton of these, but this thing kind of stuck in me for a minute. And Nehemiah 1:5, King James is great when you get there. He basically talks, he said, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God. What are you talking about, great and terrible God? They didn't understand who he was. He's not great and terrible. He's great. You know what I mean? But they didn't understand the whole function. That keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. And there you go right there. What? These people weren't even really getting the picture of what was going on, but they loved him and they walked in the word. If you can love God and walk in the word, these covenant promises work. It's not that deep. You know what I mean? Well, I don't know what to do. Love God, stay close to the word. Covenant will work. You won't jack it up. Love God, that means you're forgiving people. You're not getting in offense. You see what I'm saying? Love God, stay close to the word. Love God, stay close to the word. The more you love God, the more it's close to the word you stay, the easier it is to walk in the effects of covenant. And that's what I want you to see. You don't have to complicate covenant. God's side is done. Your side is done. Because Jesus did your side. Now you just got to stay in him. It's a powerful thought. We'll talk more about it next week. But I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for these guys. I thank you that not only are they seeing it, understanding it, walking in it, they're talking it, they're getting a greater revelation of it. Thank you, Father. Yes. For right now, giving them divine access to everything they see within this covenant right and agreement. I thank you, Lord, that they're seeing themselves in this inheritance greater than ever before, and they're walking into victory, and we're stepping out of the valley, and we're walking into freedom of this. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody said amen. Well, praise the Lord, man. I love you guys. Don't leave. Check out the announcements. We got the Together meeting on the way. We got stuff going on. We got great stuff happening at the church. Check these announcements out. I'm going to see you Sunday 9 and 10:30. I love you. Keep up the good work. Thanks for sharing, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.